The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented in the public interest by the Beasley Broadcast Group. Each week we focus on a worthy organization and learn how you can lend support. And now, here are your hosts, veteran fundraiser and management consultant Ezra Cree and public relations consultant Ellen Schulman.
Good morning. Today I'm flying solo as my co-host and dear friend Ellen Schulman is taking a well-deserved personal day. Thankfully, we have guests on today that are talking about something that's very close to my heart, and that is the homelessness challenge in Palm Beach County. And to talk about that, we have the executive director of the Homeless Coalition of Palm Beach County, Marilyn Munoz. Good morning.
Good morning, Ezra. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm glad you're here.
That's wonderful.
So tell us, homelessness. You know, we think of homelessness. I think the general person listening to the show today thinks of homelessness. You know, the guy on I-95 with the sign that says, I'll work for food, those are homeless people, and that's the problem in our community. Is that correct?
No, that's not. And that's one of the reasons we have a program at the Homeless Coalition called the Faces of Homelessness Speakers Bureau. And what we have are speakers that were homeless or were formerly homeless that go out and they speak to different school groups, civic groups, any groups in the community to show them that anybody can become homeless. It could be the neighbor next door. It could be somebody that's related to you, the person you go to church with. It can be the family that your child is going to school with. Anyone in Palm Beach County can be homeless. They're just a paycheck away.
Okay. So are there a lot of people who are homeless in the community?
On any given night, there's over 2,700 people that are homeless in Palm Beach County. During the last school year, 1,400 children in our school district were identified as being homeless.
1,400 children?
That's right. 1,400.
And so when you say that they're homeless, these are children... I mean, where are they living?
They can be living at a relative's house. They can be living at the next door neighbor's living room. They could be living out of a car. They do not have their own roof over their heads.
And are there services for those children in our community?
There are services. The HEART program with the school district works very diligently with services in the community to give services and resources to these families. And there are services such as with the Lord's Place, Center for Family Services, Adopt a Family, all our partner agencies in Palm Beach County. We have the Homeless and Housing Alliance, which is a partnership of over 64 agencies that come together monthly to share resources and referrals and services and see how we can better serve those who are homeless in Palm Beach County. And as you know, this summer is going to be the opening of our first homeless resource center that will serve as the front door to services for those who are homeless.
So now, you know, you would think, I guess, in this difficult economy that we have, that homelessness is on the rise. Have you found that to be true?
We found that the face of homelessness has changed. And because of foreclosures and loss of jobs, that it is on the rise.
And when you say the face of homelessness has changed, what do you mean by that?
It's not where people typically think that it's somebody who's addicted or they are mentally ill and they're at the corner or they're living outside on the street.
They are
people that are just like, go to work all day, but they got foreclosed on, and all of a sudden they do not have a place to stay that night. It's a whole different...
Well, and that's an interesting concept. You're saying that working people could be homeless?
Yes, we get calls like that every week. People that have lost their living quarters due to foreclosure or being evicted. Some people don't pay on the apartment they're living in, and all of a sudden they've been paying their rent, but they're evicted. They don't have the deposit to pay for a new place. And they find themselves on the street.
But they're still working. So they're people that could be serving me a cup of coffee today at a coffee shop who possibly could be homeless tonight?
Especially if they don't have a support system around them, if they don't have the friend whose couch they can stay with, or they don't have the relatives that they can go and sleep on their couch, that could be the person that's serving you coffee.
Wow. So now you're the executive director of the Homeless Coalition. What role does the Homeless Coalition play in helping people who are homeless in the community?
Well, one of the things that we've been working on this past year is that we do have some great programs like Faces of Homelessness and Project Homeless Connect, and also the new opening of the Homeless Resources. And like every other nonprofit, it's very hard to sustain your programs unless you have great staff working on these programs. So that's what I wanted to really focus on this segment, is to talk about AmeriCorps Vista.
What's that?
AmeriCorps Vista is a program that's national, that's been around since 1965, and they try to fight poverty in America. So they offer grants to nonprofits such as ours. And through those grants, you can get staff that come through, and they're called VISTAs, that will work with your program to increase its capacity and also sustainability. And we were very fortunate this past year that we were granted 6 AmeriCorps VISTAs. And they have been starting throughout the past year. And we are very lucky to get our last 2 VISTAs for a full complement of 6 positions. And without those 6 positions, we would not be able to provide as many services as we do in Palm Beach County.
Is this a federal program?
It is a federal program. It was authorized in 1964 and founded as Volunteers in Service to America. So it's a way for people in America to be able to give back in their community. But it's amazing that last year they had over 582,000 applications for people who wanted to do this kind of service and only 82,000 positions.
And is this all ages?
This is anybody from the age of 18 onward.
So, you know, the little old lady from Pasadena as well as the guy who just graduated high school.
Anyone can actually apply. You would go online. They have a great website. It's at AmeriCorps.gov, and they list all the different areas in the United States that have AmeriCorps Vista grants. And AmeriCorps also has 2 other programs, which we're not really going into at this time. But they do have all the different job openings posted and also the qualifications for each job opening.
Now, the six in Palm Beach County that are with the Homeless Coalition, how many total are in Palm Beach County? Do we know?
I am not sure, but I believe there are over 40 positions. There may be a little bit more in Palm Beach County that are working with not-for-profits.
Wow. So the Homeless Coalition really scored well as far as a percentage of the number of people that they were able to get.
Very well.
And those 6 people, what kinds of things are they doing for the Homeless Coalition?
They are all assigned to different areas. One of the areas that we were wanting to expand on was our social media website design, because that is like the number one vehicle that people can go to in order to find out exactly at that moment in time what is going on in Palm Beach County. So we have one VISTA who's just working with that. We also needed a volunteer coordinator because we had a lot of people calling who wanted to help. But in order for it to really to pan out, we needed somebody there to be able to coordinate it and to develop a system for us. We have a community outreach public awareness committee that has a lot of different items on their plate at any given time, and we need a person specifically just for that to work on it. And also with the new opening of our Homeless Resource Center and with media contacts, we wanted a position for that. And for the Faces of Homelessness, that is a very important program we have, and to have somebody coordinate that program
for us. So it really has allowed the Homeless Coalition to do a whole lot more for people in need in our community.
Yes, very much so.
Well, today we are speaking to representatives of the Homeless Coalition of Palm Beach County, and more specifically, the AmeriCorps Vista program. For more information on the Homeless Coalition of Palm Beach County, please visit their website at www.homelesscoalitionpbc.org or call 561-355-HOME. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
You're listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. Today we're speaking with representatives of the Homeless Coalition of Palm Beach County, and most specifically, the AmeriCorps Vista volunteers that are providing so much help to our community. And in that regard, I'm happy to welcome Michelle Howell and Ryan Meyer, both of whom are AmeriCorps Vista volunteers. Good morning.
Good morning, Ezra.
So we learned in the first segment from Marilyn all the cool stuff that you're doing and all that you're involved. But I want to take a step back and find out a little bit about why you got involved, what brought you to this program, and then what brought you to the Homeless Coalition. We'll start with Michelle. So, Michelle, what brought you to AmeriCorps Vista?
Well, first, like most Americans, I'm just was looking for a job. And also, I enjoy helping out. I have a strong background in community service and to help out in my community. And I'm actually in AmeriCorps Vista that wasn't relocated. I'm from Palm Beach County. So homelessness in Palm Beach County is a passion of mine, and I enjoy helping.
And Ryan, why are you here?
I wanted to be more connected to my community. I was a business owner. I have a college education. I would like to bring that experience back to the community.
And are you originally from Palm Beach County as well?
No, I'm originally from Pennsylvania. I've been here for about 4 years.
Okay. All right. So you have a feeling for this community.
I do.
All right. So what's the process? How does someone become? Do you go to the website, and then what happens?
After a very extensive application process, someone will contact you. Very extensively discuss your skill set, your experience, and with the positions available, I think they try to match you most effectively.
There's an interview process, an application process, and is there any kind of training that you receive?
Yes, they actually, it was kind of a treat. You get a job, and then they also want to send you, and they kind of take care of you for a week, and they give you each day, it's 4 days of training, and there's a lot of team building exercises, and when you go to they call it the PSO, that's the pre-service orientation, and when you go there, they really want you to refocus you. You want to really get your mind in a thought of how you can help in poverty in America.
Are you still connected once you get assigned to an organization? Are you still connected to the other AmeriCorps volunteers out there, or is everybody kind of scattered at that point?
It depends on your specific assignment, but the entire AmeriCorps organization does a great job of keeping all of the Vistas connected. For example, on the website, you can log in and see where other AmeriCorps Vistas around the country are online, and you can have conversations with them and try to connect what you're doing with what they're doing.
Are there any examples of where you've been able to connect with other AmeriCorps volunteers?
You know, I was really successful at getting people's full names and their email addresses when I was at the service training, and I was able to connect with a lot of people on Facebook, really, because that's what I'm, you know, generally using more. But I know that there are forum sites where you can log on and on a grander, you know, aspect, get an idea of.
And you mentioned, you know, both of you mentioned that the reason you're involved with AmeriCorps is wanting to connect to your community. How does that do that? How do you feel that it does actually allow you to connect to the community?
Well, in my experience so far, I believe that you do get the faces of homelessness and you really get an idea of what you're really working with. I mean, before Homeless and Hunger Awareness Week in November, before that, I didn't really understand how many kids get Palm Beach County School lunches, but then they go home and dinner's questionable.
So you've been able to really get an idea of homelessness in the community and what it does.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And did you choose to come to the Homeless Coalition of Palm Beach County, or did they choose you? How does that work?
Well, I specifically, I kind of heard through the grapevine that there was a position that they were looking for, AmeriCorps positions. And I had a friend who was an AmeriCorps VISTA for a couple of years, and her experience was really great. So I had only good things to go off of.
So when the Homeless Coalition opportunity was there, you said...
Sure, all of the deck fell right where it was supposed to for me.
And Ryan, the same for you, or how did you find yourself at the Homeless Coalition?
Through Michelle here next to me.
Oh, okay.
She found it first, and I've known her for many years.
So you were already connected to one another before?
I was.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Just
part.
Us, but other... Other VISTAs,
I'm not starting any rumors,
many other
I promise.
VISTAs come from other towns. Like we have two VISTAs working in our office who are from down south, South Miami area, and they have relocated. As my friend that was a VISTA, she relocated to Alaska from here. So you can imagine that there are opportunities for people that are just fresh out of high school. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Now. How long do you remain an AmeriCorps VISTA volunteer?
Each assignment is 1 year. Each position is typically a 3-year grant, but as a VISTA, you'll be only working on that project for 1 year of service.
So the idea would be you'd move to another project after this?
Possibly.
Okay. Do most people with AmeriCorps VISTA stay for 3 years? As volunteers, or is there a length of time in general?
I think that you can do up to 3 years, and then you can take a break and do 2 more years. I think that you have a limit of 5 years. I believe that's what it is.
So if you had to tell somebody that's listening today that about the program in a couple of words, you know, what kind of person would we be talking to try to get them to get involved?
You are going to need to be a self-starter. There's a lot of work to do here, and with 6 staff members, though we may be one of the more fortunate programs to have 6, is not a lot compared to the numbers of homeless people that are out there. So you need people that are going to take initiative, that have a diverse skill set, because there are going to be a lot of challenges, and we need to be able to not only address those directly, but also find the staff to fill those positions.
Would you agree, Michelle?
Yeah, I would definitely agree. And I think that you have to add a definite compassion aspect there. You have to be compassionate towards people. And you also, have to be driven.
Okay. Could you give that website for AmeriCorps again, just so that someone's listening might want to get involved?
That's AmeriCorps.gov.
And they just go there and they can get all the information.
That's right.
Well, you're listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. Today we're speaking with representatives of the Homeless Coalition of Palm Beach County, and most specifically their AmeriCorps VISTA program. For more information, please visit the Homeless Coalition's website at homelesscoalitionpbc.org or call 561-355-HOME. Let's take a break. And we'll be right back.
Two kids, one paycheck. but I'm still going to send them to college. With Sam, I can.
Business has fallen off at work, but I'm getting prepared for whatever the future holds. With Sam, I can.
I missed a mortgage payment, but now I'm turning things around. With Sam, I can.
Making ends meet on a tight budget, coping with job loss, struggling with overwhelming credit card bills. Whatever your financial challenge, with Sam, you can. Sam is smart about money, a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money. From everything from how to build an emergency fund to how to deal with job uncertainty, just remember, Sam, I can. SamICan.org.
I'm going to feel in control again. With Sam, I can.
Get empowered. Reach your financial goals. Visit SamICan.org.
You're listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, and today we're talking to the Homeless Coalition of Palm Beach County and their AmeriCorps Vista program. And we were just talking just before the break with Michelle a little bit about some of the benefits that come with becoming an AmeriCorps Vista volunteer. And I wanted to make sure that our listeners knew about that. So, Michelle, tell us a little bit more about what you get.
Okay, so well, when you're a volunteer in service to America, you you don't necessarily get an hourly wage, but you would get a stipend each month that takes care of your living allowances, and then you will also get a scholarship at the end of your year for $5,000, which is really helpful.
Those things are very, very important. I know that, and I know you're not paid at a very high level. In fact, I think that part of that experience of being an AmeriCorps Vista volunteer is to be able to live at a minimum wage.
Yes, definitely. You sometimes it's hard to really grasp what homelessness is or what living in poverty is if you're, you know, living the high life or, you know, living very over your means. So being a Vista definitely puts your money back into proportion with having to be conscious and frugal.
And, you know, on top of all the other benefits you mentioned, it's also, I'm sure, a tremendous resume builder. It really lets people know that you take on projects and you complete them successfully. So that's great. Marilyn, tell us what having those AmeriCorps Vista volunteers has done for your organization.
Oh, it's been great. We've been able to embark on all our projects and programs. We've done things for the first time even. We had a Martin Luther King Service Day where we did have AmeriCorps Vistas from another organization come in to help us. We had over 100 volunteers plant a Serenity Garden at the Homeless Resource Center. For the first time, we did a Homeless Memorial Day in December, which we'll be doing every year after that, again, incorporating the volunteers and the Vistas to make that a success. And we do, our project Homeless Connect is now expanding. We're able to offer a lot more services because we have somebody just concentrated on making those connections in the community to bring all those services in one area. And we do hold Project Homeless Connect quarterly, and those are in March, May, September, and December around the Palm Beach County.
I know that we're focusing today primarily on the AmeriCorps Vista program because it's done so much to help the homeless coalition in our community. But I didn't want the show to end without just a quick mention of what somebody who's listening today can do to help the Homeless Coalition in general.
Well, we definitely could use everybody's help because it takes the whole community to work together in order to end homelessness in Palm Beach County. Right now, we're looking for volunteers. We also are looking for certain things that we need for our storage unit. We actually have a clothing closet, and we collect food, toiletries, clothing, and a lot of other things that we distribute to the homeless in Palm Beach County. So the best thing to do is to go on our website so you can see exactly what we need at the moment. And please give us a call. Michelle will be happy to talk to you because she's our volunteer coordinator, and she's coordinating all those calls coming in. And our phone number is 561-355-HOME, H-O-M-E.
So So there's a volunteer coordinator. Obviously, there are volunteer jobs available. Are those jobs available for people of any age, any income, et cetera?
Yes, we let anybody who would like to volunteer come and volunteer. We can have individual volunteers that come into the office on an individual basis, and we have group volunteers also. They all fill out a one-page application form that we keep track of. And also, the volunteers are ongoing. We have things coming up weekly, monthly, that we need plenty of volunteers for.
And we're getting close to graduation somewhere. Can high school students get hours for helping?
Yes, they definitely can.
Oh, super. I'm sure there'll be some phone calls from that. And I would assume you could also use cash, right?
We are always looking for funds, especially with the opening of the Homeless Resource Center. That is going to be one of our main fundraising efforts coming up in the next few years. We are giving tours of the Homeless Resource Center. We are going to be having annual luncheons or breakfasts, but also the first one is going to be honoring Senator Philip Lewis, who we will be honoring with a breakfast pretty soon.
So people can go online, check out your website, and say, I want to get involved, or see all the different ways that they can get involved?
Yes. Matter of fact, go on our website and buy a brick. We're selling bricks for the pathway at the Homeless Resource Center. The bricks can have be engraved with your name or anything else you would like on it, and that's our first fundraiser for the Homeless Resource Center.
And that can be done online?
Yes.
With a credit card?
Online, and all you have to do is fill out the form.
Super. That's terrific. Michelle, volunteers that work with you, have you found that there are long-term volunteers, or is it people just coming for one or two things?
You get a variety. We have what we'll do is, for people that want to just volunteer once or twice, we'll generally put them in a space where they would be doing an event. We are doing the annual Sunshine State Races, as well as our Project Homeless Connects, and I try to keep people busy, definitely.
So we need to get people to get on the website, and they'll find out ways that they can help to end homelessness in our community now. You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, and we've been talking to representatives of the Homeless Coalition of Palm Beach County, and most specifically, the AmeriCorps Vista program. To get more information on this terrific organization, please visit their website at www.homelesscoalitionpbc.org or call 561-355-HOME, H-O-M-E. This is Ezra Krieg, thanking you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits.
Thank you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. We hope this week's worthy organization inspired you to get involved and give back. The Forum is produced by Ezra Krieg, senior consultant with Kreisenberg LLC, and Ellen Shulman, president of Ellen Shulman Public Relations. Find out more on forumfornonprofits.org. This program is a public affairs presentation of the Beasley Broadcast Group. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.